Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Browning. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Browning. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Keith Miller. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The center fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gary Templeton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Whitehurst. Pitching for the New York Mets, Wally Whitehurst. And now, play ball. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doran moves to second. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doran scores. Hatcher moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hatcher scores. Larkin moves to third. It's 2-0, Reds. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morris strikes out. 1 out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sabo strikes out. There goes O'Neill. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hare strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Browning is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Browning strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Doran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Templeton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hatcher. Templeton reaches second base with a double. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Templeton scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehurst covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Whitehurst is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Whitehurst hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. Hare hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sabo. Miller moves to third. Hubie Brooks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Carrion moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Templeton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards first. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehurst covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Cerrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Whitehurst is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Whitehurst is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehurst takes first base on ball 4. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitehurst moves to second. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-2 in the game. Hare hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Browning is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Browning is 0-for-1 in the game. Browning strikes out. 1 out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Doran is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehurst covering, for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Hatcher. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Hatcher steals third. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a line drive beyond second. Hare can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hatcher scores. It's 5-3, Mets. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Browning fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-2 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sabo is 0-for-2 in the game. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bragg's is 0 for 2 in the game. Bragg's hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Templeton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cerrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Elster is 0 for 2 in the game. Elster hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Hatcher. Elster reaches second base with a double. Wally Whitehurst is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Whitehurst is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitehurst hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herm Winningham pinch hits for Tom Browning. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehurst fields it and throws to first for the out. Reed moves to second. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Doran is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Doran hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reed scores. It's 5-4, Mets. Jeff Innes now pitching. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hatcher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doran moves to second. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Doran moves to third. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Power now pitching. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller strikes out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hare is 0 for 3 in the game. Hare strikes out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carrion is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hatcher. Carrion moves to second. Chuck Carr pinch runs for Mark Carrion. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Carr now playing center field. Daryl Boston now playing right field. Rich Sover now pitching. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Neill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Carr. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Chris Jones pinch runs for Paul O'Neill. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morris bunts towards the mound. Sover fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Alejandro Pena now pitching. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sabo is 0-for-3 in the game. Sabo hits a fly ball into right field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 5, Mets, 5. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Braggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Chris Jones now playing right field. Todd Benzinger now playing left field. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Templeton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Elster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Elster is walked intentionally. Kevin McReynolds pinch hits for Daryl Boston. Rob Dibble now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Cerrone moves to third. Elster moves to second. It's 6-5, Mets. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a fly ball towards right field. Jones fields the ball and throws to home. Reed drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Reed. Cerrone scores. Elster moves to third. McReynolds moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-5, Mets. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hare is 0-for-4 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hare for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Keith Miller now playing right field. Kevin McReynolds now playing left field. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benzinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Doran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hare reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground for a single. Benzinger moves to second. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.